Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Yeah, we've had, and we've got a story at InfoWars.com, at least 8 people were shot during a 2-hour span in Minneapolis on Tuesday. In total, 9 people were wounded in separate shootings around the city overnight. In one incident, 2 women were hit by a drive-by shooting along with a 3rd victim who turned up at a local hospital. Minutes after the drive-by, 2 men dropped off at a hospital suffering from gunshot injuries. Subsequently, 2 more men with gunshot wounds arrived at an emergency room in the city. So how's that working out for you guys there? You know, we look at the population of Minneapolis, 425,000 people in Minneapolis. I mean, this is looking like Chicago, isn't it? Except Chicago's got about 3 million. It's about 6 times the number of people, yet they're getting about the same number of shootings here. It's absolutely amazing. The violence comes amid a sharp rise in shootings in the 22 days since Floyd's death. 66 people have been shot, about 45% of the total shooting victims for the year, according to the data from the police. The first week after Floyd's death saw a record 22 gunshot victims, while the following 2 weeks had 16 and 19 victims, respectively, all among the top 5 most violent weeks in the city since 2016. And so I guess the solution is Chaz, right? You know, I think as we look at Chet, I think we ought to start calling it, they changed their name to Chaos, not Chaos, is what it should be, to Chop. But I think that we ought to call it Chazistan. I mean, just go back and we can keep calling them Chaz, but call them Chazistan. And I think just like Pakistan is geographically separated, you know, it's split as India left the British Empire, you had the Muslims want to have Pakistan instead of India. And so they wound up with East and West Pakistan on opposite sides of India. And so I think what we ought to have here in America, we ought to just call these independent areas, kind of like Pakistan. We can have, they're both part of Chazistan, and we could have East and West Chazistan. So you could have Minneapolis be East Chazistan, and Seattle can become West Chazistan. And quite frankly, I think we ought to just let these people be an example to everyone as to what is happening. I don't want to see, when you look at what is happening in Seattle, for example, to punish some people because they didn't practice COVID rules and etiquette, the etiquette rules for COVID-19 coming out of the CDC, to punish them, to have their power and water turned off by the city. But, you know, nobody has turned off the power and water for the for Kazakhstan. They were talking in their documents. They had documents that they put out and said, well, you know, what do we do if they cut off our water? Well, let's see. Could we drill through this? anybody got something we can get through this concrete? Well, then what about the power lines or the sewer lines or any of that kind of stuff? You might tap in the wrong kind of water. I know. We can fly in water bottles. With drones, if they surround us. Yeah, that's why they call it Evian. It's naive spelled backwards. It's absolutely ridiculous, and everybody is laughing about them. And I'm glad that President Trump hasn't done anything to force the issue, because the governor of Washington and the mayor is all for that. I mean, if they wanted to do something about that, they could. And so let these people wallow in their own filth. And they can be an object lesson to everybody, and they should be, as to what is happening with this model society that they want to give everybody. They've become a running joke, and I think that they ought to be allowed to continue to illustrate the folly of what is happening. But we're going to talk coming up in this hour about America held hostage. It's now over 3 months, and we don't want to become Venezuela as a country. And unfortunately, this these COVID lockdown etiquette rules are increasing. And we are at risk of doing that. So I got a couple more things to say about the Juneteenth movement that is happening right now. We're going to talk about the SCOTUS.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro. And it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut. And I just want to plug in that I'm a truck driver. And Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, a couple of us, we all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because obviously the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there, and you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, just briefly, because I want to talk about the Supreme Court decision yesterday. And Alex Jones is going to be coming up in the segment after this segment in the break. But real quickly, I was talking about the CEOs and how they're pushing this. And some of this is pretty fake. I mean, you know, Jeff Bezos is out there talking about racism, feeling everybody's pain on this. But, of course, he says, as other CEOs are making this a paid holiday, he is saying, don't hold any meetings. Come to work. Just don't hold any meetings. That's going to look bad. Uber is doing kind of the same thing. Uber says they're going to make Juneteenth a paid day off. The thing is, they don't have that many employees. Remember, their drivers are not officially employees. They're not going to be getting paid. They're contract workers. They're not taxi drivers, so don't regulate them like taxi drivers. You know, they get special treatment. They're contract workers. Special treatment, all right. And then the political side of this. Kamala Harris is introducing a bill to make Juneteenth a national holiday. And, of course, you know, why not? I mean, we should never have to work again. We have Trump and the Republicans are talking about giving people $4,000 for a family to take a vacation. I mean, you know, we just keep printing money. Who needs to have a job? We don't need any of that stuff. You know, the magic money machine in the sky just raining cash down on us. You can get paid up to 50% of your, I don't think I've ever taken a vacation that was $8,000, but you can take up to $8,000 and get 50% of it paid. $4,000 right there. You not only have get paid for not working, you know, universal basic income, but you get paid for vacationing. What's not to like about this? I mean, let's just kick back and enjoy this while the ride lasts. Yeah. Pelosi is ordering the removal of portraits of four former House speakers from the U.S. Capitol for Juneteenth. Late Thursday afternoon, the gold-framed portraits of four former speakers of the House of Representatives who shared ties to the Confederacy were removed from the walls of the U.S. Capitol. She doesn't want any uncomfortable memories about the fact that Joe Biden voted to restore the citizenship of both Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy. Now, they are both dead, and they're both Democrats. So they will both be voting in this coming election as well. I wonder who Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis will be voting for in this coming election with their restored citizenship. And, of course, as we see the insanity of this, you know, even coming after people who were abolitionists, like Matthias Baldwin, he made money. He didn't make money with slavery. He made money by making machines. He hired black people, not as slaves. He was the first person in the area to hire black people as employees. He set up schools and paid for them out of his own fortune, building locomotives. And they put up a statue to him. He did that, by the way, because he was a Christian. He made a lot of money, then became a Christian, then he started helping black people and trying to abolish slavery. Funny how that works. Kind of worked that way with William Wilberforce in Britain as well. But no. We got to destroy all these people. And that's what they're doing with them. Now, Tim Scott, a black senator from South Carolina, said the U.S. is not a racist country. He said some people enjoy talking about systemic racism and they want to define everything from a racist perspective. It is a false binary choice to have to back either black Americans or law enforcement. That's exactly what I was saying. He's exactly right. If we really want to change things, that's what we have to do. But the hatred is so engendered now that not only are they attacking white people and just because they're white, but the visceral hatred that is being pushed by all these institutions now, because it's not just the Democrats, it's not just the big company corporations. I mean, popular mechanics telling people how to destroy monuments chemically. I had a picture sent to me by my wife of a monument that was burning because of the chemicals that they put on it. I mean, these people are just destroying everything. And they're even going through cemeteries and digging up the remains of Revolutionary and Civil War figures, even in digging up the remains of toddlers in the ground. This is the insane hatred that people like Nancy Pelosi and these big corporate CEOs, these rich, spoiled elites who want to destroy our country. Yeah, they've got their money, and they're going to get out. They're going to get out to their bug-out area. They're going to watch this place burn down and say, well, yeah, it should have happened, just like Chick-fil-A CEO said that about Wendy's. Oh, yeah, I can understand them burning it down. They want the entire country to burn down. So, we got to make sure that doesn't happen. I was going to talk about sports, but I do want to get to the Supreme Court. I've only got about 4 minutes here before we go to break. When we look at what happened with this process with the Supreme Court, and I have talked about this ever since President Trump proposed changing DACA, he was sued, and then you had Jeff Sessions and then Barr and the Department of Justice defend this in the courts. I said, you don't have to defend this. This is an executive order from the previous president. And that's exactly what Clarence Thomas is saying. He says, how can you make this into something that we decide whether or not this is going to end? Well, it is all political. When you look at the language that's being used in the headlines to talk about this, AP, court rejects Trump's bid to end young immigrants' protections. Now, this is the AP. The AP are the people who give us their style sheets. The AP style sheet says you cannot refer to somebody as being pro-life. That is forbidden. You don't talk about somebody being pro-life. You call them pro-abortion rights. And you don't say that somebody is anti-abortion. They are pro-abortion rights, right? I'm sorry, a pro-life person is an anti-abortionist, right? That's what you refer to them as. And if they are pro-abortion, you say that they are pro-abortion rights. You don't call them an abortionist. When you talk about immigration, like they're talking about here, don't use the terms aliens. Don't use the term illegal. So certainly don't use illegal alien, right? You don't call them an illegal immigrant. You don't even call them undocumented. The new style sheets from AP say don't use the term undocumented. You call them migrants. And you call these people dreamers, even though there was never a Dream Act. And in this article from the AP, they show a picture of Anya Castillo holding a banner to show her support for dreamer Miriam from California. And they said DACA recipients are celebrating in front of the U.S. Supreme Court and so forth. That's the way they put this. Miriam's home is here. Well, as Robert says, we do not decide whether DACA or its rescission are sound policies. We address only whether the agency complied with the procedural requirement that it provide a reasonable explanation. So you got to explain why you want to do this. No, you don't. It was an executive order. It was an executive order from Janet Napolitano, head of Homeland Security in the Obama administration. She didn't give any reason for that. And as one headline puts it, Judge Roberts decides that Obama is still president. One of the biggest problems facing this country is the fact that we no longer have the 10th Amendment. We no longer have division of power. We don't divide power between the central government and the states and the people. The founders are very concerned that we're going to have a consolidation of power. And that was the last thing that they wanted, because they knew that that kind of consolidation would destroy our freedom and liberty. It would breed corruption. And what have we seen? And it got even worse. Not only did they divide power between the federal government, the states, and the people with the 10th Amendment, the 9th and 10th Amendment, but they also divided it within the federal government. And now you have Congress and the president pretending that the Supreme Court is supreme, that we have a pyramid structure, that they are at the top, these unelected officials. We'll talk more about that, but
maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Senator Josh Hawley, along with Senator Cotton and others, have introduced legislation to strip big tech of Section 230 immunity. Now, this is cut and dry because Google, Facebook, Twitter, all of them have been busy using Section 230 to give themselves complete immunity from third-party content on their platforms. But Facebook particularly, but also Google, Apple, they all do it. They have been going in and telling people that have an app with them or have a website on their platform, you name it, that if anyone in the comments says anything that the ADL doesn't approve of, and that's actually the arbiter, the judge, jury, the executioner, the gods up on Mount Olympus, that then you will be deplatformed. If you go back to last year when we were, quote, banned again, Zuckerberg said Jones has people saying bad things in his comment sections. Now, obviously that begs the question, somebody could go in there and stage that, and it turns out a lot of it is staged. A lot of internal documents came out of Facebook that indeed that's going on. But regardless, that's third-party content. That's people saying things in the comment section. And in fact, in the first Facebook report that came out and leaked, they were talking about, well, it's actually a very low percentage of the comments are racist, so we need to get a higher percentage out, and then we'll ban him. Well, once that was put in all the newspapers, the left then went registered as right-wingers and started spewing leftist, you know, Jesse Smollett false flags and got us removed. So this whole thing is completely rigged. The council that Zuckerberg set up earlier this year that will decide what to censor and what not to censor, it's all a complete joke. And the fact that Zero Hedge and the Federalists have broken the dam on this, where again, they're being banned for the comments that were made, is a day late and a dollar short. Trump needs to act a year ago, 2 years ago on this, but there's still time. But the fact that Google acts like they're being objective and acts like that this was, oh, an accident with the Federalists, but with Zero Hedge, we're still going to keep them banned because of their comments, is just indicative of how brazen and arrogant these institutions and organizations are. But the bigger issue is how NBC News was working with this left-wing Soros ADL affiliated group to then come out and certify the Federalist and Zero Hedge as these hate platforms. That's how it works. Is you have the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, Media Matters, and Snopes, and the Soros-funded, DNC-funded, publicly funded by them, a constellation of master censor secret police. And hundreds of thousands of them have been trained. They're actually paid to be interfaced in Twitter, in Facebook, in Google, in Apple, in your private files, in your accounts, in your cloud, in your private messages, monitoring you. This has all been publicly said. Microsoft is also involved in NewsGuard. This is next level. Okay, so the real big issue here is not even the censorship. What is totally cut and dry, even beyond that, because the censorship's absolutely clear as well, is the lying to Congress about the censorship, but more importantly, lying to Congress about the surveillance. Remember, Google and others have gotten up and said they don't track users. This is like saying water isn't wet. So the fact that they have let third-party groups in that surveillance spy, and then they certify that you're evil in this special, you know, Soviet-style secret court, and then that's used to then go out and have you banned and restricted by the big tech platforms. So what's happening is the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and others, they admit they want people arrested that don't follow their orders. They want Mark Zuckerberg, as Sacha Baron Cohen said earlier this year, arrested unless he fully submits to them. This is beyond mind control, beyond a cult. This is Hitlerian, Stalinistic, Maoistic control. And now it's really coming out in everybody's face that you're being watched in live time, AI is controlling what you do. It was always built from the beginning to abuse you and to control you. One ring to bind them all, one ring to enslave them, one ring to bring in their new world order. And that's what this AI system has been built to do from the beginning. It's total, global, absolute, hegemonic domination. So everybody asked when I first got banned 2.5 years ago and was used as the big example, how I was feeling. And I said, how am I feeling? They're coming for everyone. This is AI control, because they were bragging about it at the time. Stelter was on TV with Oliver Darcy saying, Sue will control the text messages they can send each other individually. They were telling everyone that was the goal. So imagine, these are media organizations working with these third-party fake watchdog political groups, DNC-funded, literally coming in together and trying to shut down their competition, and now they're expanding out to the general public. Oh, you said some things we didn't like on Facebook or Twitter. Now your credit rating's gone down. Now you can't have a bank account. Now you can't have this digital wallet. This is the social credit score on steroids being implemented and deployed right now. So I'm on quasi-vacation. A lot of people have been calling me saying, why haven't you responded to this yet? It's kind of like a caller saying, hey, we talk about the Federal Reserve being private. I've been talking about it 26 years. Or, hey, why don't you talk about the censorship? We're on top of it. We're at the center of it. And quite frankly, I've moved on to trying to stop the nanoparticles they're adding to vaccines that are confirmed that reprogram your brain. I mean, we're so much further down the line now, folks, that if people haven't woken up to this by now, there's no helping you. Big tech is your enemy. Big corporations are your enemy. They're cold-blooded. They're on a power trip. They have a plan for the future, and we're not in it. It's very, very simple. We are seen as meat on the table to the globalists. We are seen as lower than animals. So what they're teaching is that animals are superior to us so that they can control us and take our rights. Do you understand? They're creating humanoid, animal-human clones for 30 years. They're mad scientists. We're all in grave, grave, grave danger.
All right, and that was Alex Jones, and he's in Washington, D.C. They're picking him as the new press secretary. Not really. That's a joke, an old joke coming from Babylon B. Back when Sean Spicer resigned, they put out a parody, Trump picks Alex Jones as new press secretary. Well, that would be an improvement, actually, because we do support free speech here. We're not afraid to tell you what we think and to argue why we think that's true. And if you don't agree with us, that's fine. That used to be what free speech was about. Not making sure that you manage it for whatever phony agenda you want to say, oh, we don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. No, no, no. It was never about that. And if that's going to be the standard, you will never have free speech. It's the freedom to offend, quite frankly, is what free speech is based on. The Federalist, one of the two organizations that Alex was just talking about that was targeted by Google for extinction. As they pointed out, it's a former Google engineer that says Google's claims of no partisan bias are hogwash. And, of course, we have seen that many, many times. We've had Project Veritas have whistleblowers. They've also talked to people who work for Google. And as I point out, it's kind of surreal to find out from NBC and not from Google that Google is going to demonetize you. Well, we had CNN devote its time to trying to get rid of InfoWars. So now NBC has taken on that task for both Zero Hedge and for the Federalist. They came back and walked that back after people started complaining about that. But, of course, this is something that is rolling out everywhere. And there's two things about this. You know, I keep seeing a lot of these, now that it's getting into more mainstream conservative publications like The Federalist, people are starting to push back against this somewhat. Even though the libertarian and conservative think tanks have said, oh, it's just private, they can do whatever they want. As I said before, if you're going to give immunity to big pharmaceutical companies to push out vaccines, no matter how much they harm people, you do it for the police, you do it for the big tech companies with Section 230, what do you wind up with? All right, we're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original Mega Flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our bestsellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars.
Mm, I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Life Protein Bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new DE specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sally Field. She's so excited.
She really felt it the second time she got the Oscar that you like me, you really like me. Well, you know, President Trump has now been rejected twice this week by the Supreme Court. And he said, they don't like me. They really don't like me. 2 times in 1 week. First time, it didn't really hit with him. But this time, when they say, well, you're not president. Obama is president. His executive orders are what we're going to go by. And he comes back, they really don't like me. And he retweeted Clarence Thomas, who said the decision is, quote, an effort to avoid a politically controversial but legally correct decision. Look, this isn't about President Trump. What the Supreme Court doesn't like is division of power, separation of powers. What the Supreme Court doesn't like is the Bill of Rights, especially the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. They want to be the sole arbiters of everything that happens in this country. And, of course, it's always going to happen like that when you have career bureaucrats like Roberts after what Gorsuch did this last week, reading into the 1964 Civil Rights Act, reading in LGBT anti-discrimination rules, you know, for transgenders and so forth. I said, can we finally get rid of this idea that the way to fix this country is through Washington? Washington is the problem. It's not the solution. Remember Reagan saying that? He was right about that. And the biggest problem in Washington is the Supreme Court. Or maybe it's the rest of the government in Washington and the various states that bow down to the pronouncements of the Supreme Court. The Constitution is not a self-enforcing document. You have to stand up for your rights. But when I talked about Gorsuch going off the rails of the Constitution, you know, what doesn't have anything to do with what the text actually says. We don't care about that. You know, we were told that Gorsuch was going to be in the tradition of Scalia and so forth, and he was going to be an originalist, a textualist, and so forth. No, they'll just read into whatever they want. And I said, I hope we can get over this naive idea that has now been disproven, just with Roe v. Wade, for example. The idea, regardless of what you think about this, the idea that the Supreme Court would presume to say when life begins and so forth, or that they would presume that they had the authority to define marriage, regardless of what their definition is, or that they would talk about DACA or Obamacare. I mean, you got Judge Roberts writing both sides of the Obamacare decision. I mean, you know, who's blackmailing this guy? That was absolutely amazing. Or what they've done with the drug wars. Regardless of what you think about DACA, you ought to be outraged by their logic here. Because this is nothing but judicial tyranny. It's not simply judicial supremacy, but it is the tyranny that always follows when you have consolidated, completely consolidated your power. And so I said, I hope that conservatives can get over this naive idea that by electing a Republican president, we're going to get good Supreme Court justices, and it never works. It works for the Democrats, because it's pretty easy to find Democrats who are going to be statists when you pick from a pool of career bureaucrats. But when you pick as a Republican president, when you have to pick from a pool of career bureaucrats, they typically go south. Now, Clarence Thomas is an exception. But he really is the exception. Most of them are just dyed-in-the-wool status. And again, Clarence Thomas, the thing that Biden was furious about, Biden led the opposition to Clarence Thomas. And Biden was furious about the fact that Clarence Thomas had written about natural rights. Clarence Thomas understands the Declaration of Independence. He agrees with the principle that we have fundamental human rights that transcend and are there before the government hands them out to us as privileges. And Biden was furious about that. The left still hasn't forgiven Biden because he didn't come after Clarence Thomas more for the he said, she said accusations of Anita Hill. But of course, those are phony as well. All of these pseudo-feminists, including Anita Hill, within a couple of years, were attacking the victims of Bill Clinton, calling them bimbos, saying they deserved it. I mean, What he was accused of, credibly accused of, with Juanita Broderick and other people, violent sexual assault and rape. There were no credible statements made by Anita Hill. Nobody witnessed anything untoward. And what she accused Clarence Thomas of was nothing. But what Biden was concerned about was the idea that he would support, have the audacity to support natural rights. Nevertheless, President Trump is saying we need more justices or we will lose our Second Amendment and everything else. Vote Trump 2020. No, that isn't going to do it. Let me tell you what is going to do it. A lot has been spoken about President Trump and comparisons that he's made to Andrew Jackson. From the very beginning, he put a portrait of Andrew Jackson in the Oval Office and so forth, and so a lot of people criticize him for that. Trump is the first president to visit Andrew Jackson's grave since Ronald Reagan. Trump called pulling Andrew Jackson from the $20 bill pure political correctness. He was right about all that stuff, quite frankly. Nevertheless, you know, when you go back and you look at, you know, the populist background of Andrew Jackson and so forth. But let me tell you, I know Andrew Jackson, and President Trump is no Andrew Jackson. Because even though Andrew Jackson forced the Trail of Tears, and I absolutely disagree with what he did, but he had the authority to do it. When he pushed through the what is known as the Trail of Tears, it pushed the Cherokee Indians out west, forced them to relocate to Oklahoma. It's estimated between 2 and 6 million Cherokee people died during the forced relocation. It was a horrible thing. Now, the Supreme Court had said a year earlier, well, you can do that. And then they changed their mind. And said, you can't. Now, Andrew Jackson understood that there's a separation of power. They didn't have any ability to do that. He said, well, they've issued their opinion. Let's see them enforce it. And he was absolutely right about the fact that he had the authority to do that, even though his policy was absolutely wrong. And that's why I say, regardless of what you think about DACA or about marriage or what you think about abortion, you want to pay attention to the fact that we are becoming a dictatorship of politically appointed judges and what they're doing to this country. We don't want to have a system like that. You don't want to have a system like that if you want to have any liberty. So above and beyond the issue, take a look at what these people did and how the press is cheering this. Oh, it was Trump's bid. Oh, they blocked Trump from doing this. And again, Roberts is saying, well, we don't like the way that you did this. And he joined the liberals, except that he joined the liberals completely a long time ago. Yeah, he does not believe anything that, yeah, he was appointed by George W. Bush, a Republican. And one of the reasons that we're supposed to vote for George W. Bush, remember they told everybody, oh, you got to vote for him because he's going to put in people in the Supreme Court. And Judge Roberts, oh, he's great. Made him Chief Justice. He's going to be there for a long time, they said. 5-4 majority, he joined Ginsburg, Kagan, Breyer, Sotomayor, saying that the president cannot get rid of the executive order of Barack Obama. In dissent, Clarence Justice said the court is making a huge mistake. He said, you're doing this, the President Trump did it the same way the Obama administration did it, unilaterally. And through a memorandum. It's an executive order. So what they're saying is that this administration cannot repeal the executive order of the previous one. Or, as another person said, they think that Obama is still president. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Supreme Court decision about DACA. And again, I've been talking about this a long time. I had Roy Moore on because Roy Moore was saying there is no such thing as a dreamer. You've had multiple attempts by the Democrats to pass the DREAM Act. They never did. Therefore, there are no dreamers. You had Barack Obama's Homeland Security director or whatever she was called, Janet Napolitano, put out a memo saying we're not going to enforce the law that we swore to uphold with the Constitution. Right? We took our oath to the Constitution to swear to uphold the laws, but we're not going to do that. Deferred action on childhood arrivals. Again, you know, we had the legal fiction of anchor babies, and since we're talking about Juneteenth and so forth, this is Juneteenth, is June the 19th, 1865. You had a Union general go to Galveston, tell the slaves that they were free. And the press will say, even though Abraham Lincoln passed the Emancipation Proclamation 2 years earlier. Well, read the Emancipation Proclamation. It didn't free a single slave. it said that it freed the slaves under Union control and specifically mentioned the states and did not free any slaves that were under the control of the Confederacy. And he was doing that because he was holding that out as a negotiating tactic to the Confederacy, saying, if you will come back into the Union and renounce your right to secession and self-government, we will let you keep slavery as an institution. And they said, no, we stopped the slave trade, and we're going to get rid of the institution of slavery, but we're not going to give up our independence. And so the Emancipation Proclamation did not free anybody when they announced it on Juneteenth. That is now being celebrated as the holiday. But what freed them was the 14th Amendment. But the 14th Amendment is being misused to support the idea of anchor babies. Now, the 14th Amendment says that as it made slaves citizens, made it very clear, if you're born here in America, under subject to the jurisdiction of America, if your parents are subject to the jurisdiction, if you are an alien, a foreigner, an illegal immigrant, an illegal alien, you are not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, and so your kids are not American citizens if you read the 14th Amendment. But that's the fiction that they've created, the anchor baby. Obama took it another level. And what they said was, you came here, you weren't born here, but you came here before a certain age, and that age is actually a lot older than you may think. He said, we're going to count you and treat you as if you're citizens. And then they tried to push through the same thing for parents who brought their kids here illegally. That was stopped. And yet, this executive order, Roberts says, cannot be changed. And this is nothing other than a political maneuver. As Clarence Thomas pointed out, he said, the majority has decided to prolong DHS's initial overreach by providing a stopgap measure of its own. In doing so, the Supreme Court has given the green light for future political battles to be fought in this court rather than where they rightfully belong, the political branches. Such timidity forsakes the court's duty to apply the law according to neutral principles, and the ripple effect of the majority's error will be felt throughout our system of self-government. Clarence Thomas goes on to say, under the auspices of today's decision, administrations can bind their successors by unlawfully adopting significant legal changes through executive branch agency memoranda, even if the agency lacked authority to effectuate the changes. Understand, Janet Napolitano at the Department of Homeland Security, her duty was to enforce the law. She didn't have the authority to say, well, we're going to not enforce the law to a whole class of people. But they did it. And even though they ignored their legal responsibility and violated the law, he said the changes cannot be undone by the same agency and successive administration unless the successor provides sufficient policy justifications that satisfy this court. And we have seen this over and over again through the Trump administration. When President Trump put in the immigration restrictions on those seven countries, 5 of them were Muslim, 2 of them were not. By the way, you can look this up. Look it up on Wikipedia. Venezuela is not Islamic, and neither is North Korea. That's a fact. Believe it. I'm telling you this, but you can look it up for yourself. Venezuela and North Korea are not Muslim countries. It was not a Muslim ban, even though there were 5 countries there. These are countries, for the most part, that Obama had gone to war with and was still fighting, for the most part. There are 50 predominantly Muslim countries. So if you say that 10% of those you can't have immigration from, that is not a Muslim ban. And nevertheless, you had judges who said, well, it doesn't say that he doesn't like Muslims and he wants to ban Muslims, but I know how this guy feels. And I'm just certain that that's why he did it. It doesn't matter what you think his motivations were. The law is what matters. And yet, the law doesn't matter to Gorsuch because he read transgender lawsuit. And this is opened up. This is going to open up one legal fight after the other, as transgenders are going to be suing churches that don't hire them, schools that don't hire them, places where they don't have the kind of restrooms that they want, and so forth. Tom Cotton has said, if the Chief Justice Roberts believes his political judgment is so exquisite, I invite him to resign, travel to Iowa, and get elected. Ted Cruz said, judging is not a game. It's not supposed to be a game. But sadly, over the recent years, more and more, Chief Justice Roberts has been playing games with the court to achieve the policy outcomes that he desires. And then he had Marco Rubio, little Marco. He said the Supreme Court increasingly appears to be legislating. Boy, I tell you, that guy, you know, in the wake of InfoWars being banned at the beginning of August off of social media, they all moved within like a 12-hour period to ban all the different programs and social media. And Alex went to the, Alex Jones went to the hearings that they were having in Washington. He saw Marco Rubio there in the hallway, and Marco Rubio pretended that he didn't know, even though it's like the top news story globally. I even met somebody at a conference I was speaking at. It was from Spain. Didn't speak English. But when I said, yeah, I work for InfoWars for Alex Jones, he goes, oh, Alex Jones, CC. But Marco Rubio didn't know. He didn't know. Then later he admitted he was lying. But he says, oh, he just now appears to realize that the Supreme Court appears to be legislating from the bench. And he says it's concerning. But, of course, he's not going to do anything about it. And until we get a president who is going to act like Andrew Jackson and not just post his pictures and to say we have division of power and we're going to act on that, it's going to continue to get worse. And they're going to continue to do this about everything. They're going to just be, nine little political dictators continuing to go further and further status. And the Second Amendment, folks, is in danger. You cannot trust the Second Amendment to be respected or protected out of Washington. It's going to have to, we're going to have to focus on local grassroots from the ground up support of the Constitution to get it back. It's just that simple. All right, as we look at what is happening to our liberties, I think this is expressed nowhere better than the plandemic and the fact that as everything is winding down, and it really is, in spite of the propaganda that is coming out of the press, it really is winding down. But they want you to believe it's ramping up, a second wave, and now we've got to put in some new controls on you. And I'm going to tell you what this is really about, but as we look at the controls that are coming out, we've got California statewide saying you've got to wear a mask. Austin here telling all customers and workers that you got to wear masks inside of businesses. In Florida, in the Florida Keys, they're now going to require face masks until June of 2021. So for another full year, they've extended it. They know that it's not going to go away for another year. How do they know that? Well, because they're the ones who are making it up. That's how they know. They can't possibly know. They don't have a computer model that's going to tell them that's going to last another year. They don't have a crystal ball that's going to tell them. But they're going to tell you when it ends. And I'm going to tell you when we come back how they're using it. As Reuters says, putting aside concerns about individual rights and its political unpopularity, we have to do this. We don't care about your individual rights. We don't care how much you dislike this. We're going to do this anyway. Many states and Austin, of course. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.